Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Now, this is Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver, in this morning for Joe Lynham. You're very welcome along. What has been a pretty intense news morning already due to those Trump tariff changes, the courts intervening in the US. But we're looking at something quite different now. A new report reveals that 67% of businesses frequently experience payment system issues, with over half saying refund processing is the problem that has cost them customers. Joining me now is Alex Marsh, who is the chair of Salad Money and non-executive director of the Centre for Finance, Innovation and Technology. Good morning to you, Alex.
Morning, Emmett. How are you?
Good, very well. Now, we know lots of companies, particularly in retail, have issues with customers on refunds and just general payment, I suppose, disruptions of various types. Well, what exactly is happening with this whole idea of refunds?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big issues you've seen recently, actually, over and above refunds, is security. So we've seen, you know, lots of reporting recently around some of the challenges for, you know, consumer data, payment information being lost. And, you know, that raising understandably concerns for consumers. Equally, from a business side with refunds, it's a similar issue. That ability to try and get funds back to consumers can be a real challenge. Maybe, for example, the card they've paid with, we can all relate to this, is expired. And, you know, the company tries to make a refund to you, but it's paid to a card that's no longer active.
So this sucks up resources, it sucks up time. Are they the main issues? It's effectively time is money problem.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, cash flow is such a challenge for businesses. We've seen, you know, some of the economic challenges that we're seeing all around the world. And I think for small businesses, particularly, one of the key reasons why they struggle or fail is cash flow and the ability to, you know, receive the money that they are due. And I think any kind of technology improvement that helps to ease those challenges makes it easier for consumers, secure for consumers, but also for businesses to receive, you know, payments can only be a good thing.
Now, one of the problems I perceive is that, you know, different banks have different rules, different card companies have different rules, and we're meant to be in this new era of open banking where there's a little bit more sharing going on between lenders and financial companies more generally. Are we in open banking? Is any of that going on?
Yeah, so let me just explain to you open banking. So I think, you know, the banking financial services has quite a you know, proven history of using terminology that doesn't necessarily explain exactly what it does. But just simply open banking, it's a new form of technology that means we as consumers or businesses can securely share our financial data with third parties, so trusted third parties. Particularly in payments, what that means for us is, as consumers, if you're making a payment online, you can very quickly make a payment transfer directly from your current account to another bank account without having to go through that misery of inputting 16-digit codes, expiry dates and, you know, security codes, or putting your personal details into a website that you don't necessarily trust or feel nervous about doing. So open banking lets you do that payment where all it will do is just flick you across to your own banking app that you're familiar with. You'd go through the standard security you would on your phone with your thumbprint or your face scan, and then you just approve that payment. No need to share your data across, you know, other platforms and websites you don't necessarily trust.
Now, nice idea. Is it happening?
It's a challenge to, you know, one of the big challenges for new technology is to improve understanding, to improve trust. And, you know, a point that I'd make, and, you know, at Salad Money, we're a social purpose lender. We lend to consumers. Typically, our customers pay us back monthly by direct debit. What we're using open banking for is, and particularly the Pay It solution from Ulster Bank, is to enable our customers just to make one-off payments. Maybe at the end of the month, they've got a bit of extra cash in their account and they just want to make a top-up payment. They can do that in this way securely, easily. And really importantly, when they make that payment, they can go across to their own banking app. They can see the balance on their account. Maybe they've got £40 left and it's payday tomorrow. They can choose to pay us an extra £20 to pay off their loan, knowing exactly how much money they have in their account. What that means to us as a business is that we don't get payments to us by card, for example, where it turns out there's insufficient funds in the account.
Sure.
Because the customer knows they've got the money.
It's all about removing roadblocks, isn't it, to getting the transaction done. Listen, we'll have to leave it there. Alex Marsh, thank you very much for joining us. He's from Salad Money, which is, as he said, a new lender on the scene in UK banking, and he's a non-executive director of the Centre for Finance. Now,
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.